Welcome back to another week of Judge Fonzo and Molly, two guys. Still missing a gal, talking some shit.
Just gonna be two guys missing that gal, talking some shit.
And a stat boy.
Yeah, man. Y'all get better. See y'all soon.
All right. How was your week?
My week was cool, bro. I don't have too many complaints about work. Because it is work. It ain't supposed to be fun. So I just try to always see some light, even if it's a very dark tunnel.
At the end of the tunnel, there is always light.
Sometimes it's a deep tunnel.
Yep. My week was boring. Nothing exciting happened.
What? No runners?
Nope. Nothing.
Fuck.
Nothing unusual.
I could come stage a few. Keep you guys on your toes.
Well, the guy at the front door already follows you around when you walk in. Black guy.
Got a suspicious activity.
We're in Kansas City, Chief Keith.
That is hilarious.
I don't profile. What are you talking about? All right. Here we go with five useless facts.
Oh, shit.
On average, 100 people choke to death on ballpoint pens every year.
From chewing on them.
Yeah.
Whoa. That's why they put the hole in the cap.
So you can breathe through it?
Yeah, until it can be extracted. Because these morons.
Death by ballpoint pen.
Bro, trust me, being an asthmatic, not being able to breathe is the worst feeling in the world.
Not my cup of tea, but I don't chew on pens.
Me neither, bro.
Useless fact number two, nutmeg is extremely poisonous if injected intravenously.
Quit playing, bro. Really? What if I put it in a liquid state? Would it be better?
Is that like intravenously, like up your butt?
No, man, vein.
No nutmeg up the butt.
I know some people who they prefer they drugs that way.
Oh.
Yeah.
Useless fact number three, Americans on average eat 18 acres of pizza every day.
Damn.
I can see that.
Yeah, especially like Super Bowl weekend.
No, I'm just saying on an average day.
Holy shit.
18 acres of pizza.
Man, nah.
You don't think so?
No.
Look how many pizza joints there are.
Mm-hmm.
Crap, I didn't have pizza today. I'm going to have some pizza later.
Walter's number 303.
Walter's 303, no. Maybe some mildly attractive pizza.
What? Oh, sexy, never mind.
Sexy pizza.
Maybe you're thinking of another kind of pie.
So sexy pizza is a place called Sexy Pizza.
Okay.
It's delicious, but it's, at work we have to call it mildly attractive pizza. You know, you don't want HR breathing down your neck. Why are you calling it Sexy Pizza?
That is hilarious.
Sexy All right.
pizza.
Useless fact number four, there are around 16 million people alive today that are in direct descendants of Genghis Khan.
That's it?
16 million? That's a lot of people. He fathered a lot of children, didn't he?
Yeah, and when he was doing his plundering, he was directly responsible for dropping the carbon footprint because of how many people he slaughtered. Like, when you talk guerrilla tactics, he created majority of them. Like, he'd take the people who weren't inside the city set them on fire and launch them over the wall. He'd send sick people into the cities.
To get everybody else sick?
Yeah. And then if you helped him sack the city, like you were from there, and then you helped him get inside, you were the first one he killed.
Because you're the traitor.
Yeah. You have no value.
Yeah.
And he created this torture method called the stage, where he took all the dignitaries of the conquered place, built a platform on top of them, and him and his captains sat on top of that and ate and crushed them to death. Like, I could go on and on. But
wow. Good thing there was no Geneva Convention back then.
Yeah, Genghis was a beast.
Last one. 35% of people who use personal ads or online apps for dating are already married.
I love that stat.
I can see that. I mean,
do tell.
Well, I was listening to the radio briefly. I think it was actually yesterday, yeah, when I was left work and was driving to the Bull. Mm-hmm. And they're talking about this one producer of the afternoon show. She was saying how she started dating a guy, and he told her, I'm not going to be physical with anybody else, but I'm going to keep my apps.
What?
So he was going to stay on whatever dating apps he was on.
He was
going
to keep fishing, but he just wouldn't keep the fish.
I'm going to keep throwing my
lure
into the pond, you know. But I'm not going to be physical with him. I was like,
I won't hook anything.
I was just like, is monogamy dead?
As it should be. Like, that's not natural. That's an unnatural thing. It's the reason why most kings had multiple wives.
Because they can't have just one. You get tired of it, you throw it back. No. I know as human beings, as mammals, we're in our nature, it is to socialize.
Yeah. Just look at it this way. A man can impregnate 100 women in one day. Women can only be pregnant for 9 months.
That's a lot of child support.
It is, fam. But I'm just saying, just based on that type of anatomy, right?
Yeah.
Our ability to populate like that. That's,
to reproduce.
Yeah, that's how we were designed to be. But then again, you know how I grew up, fam. So the tradition of marriage just seems foreign to me. So I'm an outlier in that, and I don't knock anybody who thinks the opposite, who thinks it should be like that. Whatever works for you.
Interesting. What about the open marriage or the multiple wives?
Yeah, I'm cool with that. As long as you can take care of them.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the biggest thing about fathering a child is making sure you're responsible for that life coming into the world. And
bro, it's expensive.
Yeah.
I've had three of them. It's very fucking expensive. So, yeah, you can. I just don't. I'm not big on possessing humans like other people. I'm not big on being like, you belong to me. Like, we can be together, but I don't want to possess you. I don't want to hinder you. I want you to be happy. Mm-hmm. If being happy is just fucking me, then okay. If being happy is you fucking me and then you see somebody else that you want to hump on, have fun with that. Just don't come back with nothing you didn't leave with other than money. That's my only rule in dating. Wow. Don't come back with nothing you didn't leave with other than money.
Interesting. Thoughts on life by Fonzo.
Might have to have a segue set.
Might have to have a spinoff podcast on this one.
tales from the brothel.
That's the oldest profession, isn't it?
It is. That and carpentry.
Yep.
Can't get away from us engineers, bro.
Speaking of engineers. Well, actually, we'll go back to that. I mean, being married, I felt was the greatest honor of my life that someone had committed to me to spend the rest of their life with me. And that commitment was bound under God. And that was a true honor to me. Obviously, the situation unfolded that did, and I'm no longer married. Would I ever get married again? I don't know.
Right, and I don't think that's wrong. I don't think how you view marriage is wrong. And I don't think that how you feel about it is wrong. I think the way you articulated that makes perfect sense. Like, that's perfect logical sense. Like, yeah, I just don't share in that feeling. And under God, relax, bro. Relax. The amount of sinning we do under God.
That is true. The Catholics did slaughter 60 million Egyptians.
We, bro.
We don't really talk about that one, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
But back to the engineers. Bad week for United Airlines. Or should we say United Scarelines?
Yeah.
United this week not only did not have one incident with an airplane, not two incidents with an airplane, not three incidents with an airplane, but four separate incidents. This week, starting with a engine fire on a flight from Mexico City to San Francisco that had to divert into LAX. They had a plane lose all hydraulics
pressure,
or what was it? Complete hydraulic failure.
Yeah, so it lost all pressure.
They had a plane go off the runway and have the landing gear collapse, and then they had a plane. It was a 777 taking off from San Francisco, lose a wheel after takeoff that fell down and destroyed two employee. The employee parking lot is apparently at the end of the runway in San Francisco. A 250-pound wheel versus two cars and a fence. Guess what won?
Yeah.
The wheel.
Falling from altitude with speed.
The wheel won.
That's scary, bro.
Yeah. Like, I mean, no one was injured.
Yeah, physically.
Yes.
But emotionally?
Oh, emotionally, if you're sitting there and you look out and the engine's on fire, what's going through your head? Shit.
I need toilet paper.
Hey, bro, help me out here.
I can't move till everybody gets off of this plane.
But you said everybody's engineers. Is this the engineer's fault for not thoroughly inspecting the plane? Is this just a rare...
It's a combination of both.
Like, how does a wheel fall off a plane?
It wasn't inspected properly. That's why your flight takes so long to take off, is because they're doing a pre-flight inspection of the plane. And with these companies not seeing true value in engineering anymore, you're starting to see the effects of that. They've ran out all the senior engineers.
Yeah, because it costs too much.
Right, but you keep jerking up the fucking price of tickets. You can't cry about a service, which is engineering provides a service.
Yeah.
There's no...
You said you're not a profit center.
No, there's no profit. The profit is you don't have fucking planes falling apart in flight. Yeah. That's the profit.
I mean, you look at the string of just in the last few months, you had the Alaskan flight where the door fell off.
Yeah, and that's
mid-flight.
We know for a fact that's directly tied to them cutting down on the engineering department.
Yes.
And that's what happens when you have money people who only see dollar signs talking about engineering, bro.
Yeah.
Keep them away from us.
When the money man gets involved and the engineer gets pushed to the side, nothing good is going to come about it.
No, it's all going to fall down around your head, literally.
Just like when a company releases its seniored, tenured employees in a department to save money, that company is no longer should no longer be valued at what they used.
Right.
They were, because the experience you lose. Mm-hmm. I mean, I understand getting rid of someone who's not doing their job correctly, but when you get rid of someone as a money-saving
tactic
because they're getting paid too much, they've earned that pay over time.
Yes.
And you want to save money by getting rid of them?
And
you're losing that experience. You're losing...
And that has no monetary value that we can see but at the beginning, but then we feel it. After that individual's gone, we feel the impact of that loss.
Yeah.
You don't see how we make you money. Like, I've had owners tell me that, like, how do you make me money?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't. I'm a service. We cost money. Take us out of the building and see how long you make money.
Yeah, because you're going to impact your people are going to stop showing up at your hotel if they. I think we talked about this last week. I can't get hot water, can't get a cold room, you know?
And because they don't see the work we do, they think it's easy.
What was that you sent me this week? But you're also talking like cost of things and cost of living. And Steamboat Springs is trying to hire like a hotel manager that pays $160,000 annually.
Yeah.
And they can't because they've offered the job to two people have both turned it down because the cost of living.
In Steamboat.
In Steamboat. That salary cannot cover their cost of living. And you look at just living in Denver, living in New York, living in L.A.
Yeah.
Like... You have to make, what did someone say, you have to make $300,000 a year to comfortably afford to live in Denver.
That's crazy, bro. I'm short a couple hundred thousand.
That's fucking ridiculous. What do they call it, Biden economics? Bidenomics? I don't blame him. I don't blame Trump. I don't blame any of the politicians. This is ridiculous.
This is greed.
Yeah.
This has nothing to do with politics. This has to do with capitalization.
This is the wealthy preying on the not wealthy and continuing to
profit
off us, but driving up costs of goods and services.
Companies have made record profits since COVID.
Mm-hmm.
None of that has trickled down to the employees.
Trickle down economics is not happening.
Never has.
Yeah.
You were tricked.
Trick. Economics,
yeah. And that's painful and sad because it's going to make crime go up. It's going to make homelessness go up. It's going to drive all the factors that create for poor society.
Yeah.
If the lowest among us can't have the basics necessities, then we're failing as a society, in my opinion.
I would agree. And it's funny you mentioned COVID, because a show during COVID called Tiger King brought out the fact that people are obsessed with exotic animals and owning exotic pets. Well, this week in Bangkok, Bangkok, 86 animals were found trying to be smuggled out of Thailand to India.
That's crazy, bro.
One was a endangered red panda. And it was found in a wicker basket. There were parrots. There were all snakes. There were...
And a lot of these species become evasive in the non-native countries.
Yeah.
Like, that's what's happening in Florida. the exact thing, because people like to have these exotic big snakes. And then once the snake reaches a certain size, they can't deal with it anymore, and they just let it out in the wild.
And then that's just wrong.
It wreaks havoc on the ecosystem.
Because it's not native to that ecosystem.
Yeah, it doesn't have a predator that can prey on it. Yeah. Like, they said, like, 75 to 80% of the mammals and birds are missing in Florida because of invasive python species.
I can see that.
That's fucking crazy, bro. And because there's such a profit for it, people won't stop doing it.
Yeah.
Until that market collapses. And what would it take to collapse that market?
You would have to regulate it or tax it or more severe penalties for trafficking.
It'll be done when all the exotic animals are farmed out and gone, where they can't steal them from the environment no more.
Yeah, and then what happens to that ecosystem?
It collapses.
Yeah. So
it's self-destructive behavior. Like, there's better ways to earn a living, be it legally or illegally. Yeah. Like, I tell people all the time, there's a right and wrong way to do bad shit, to break the law. Just like it's a right and wrong way to jump rope.
Yeah.
So if you do crime the right way, bro, then you don't have this kind of blowback and backdraft.
Against the environment?
The environment and just impact on us, bro. Like, fucking, if all the bees are gone, we're dead in like 10 months.
Yeah, because they, what do bees do?
Pollinate.
Pollinate the flower.
Food sources, plants, veggies, fucking, like, we'd be dead. Like, each and everything is dependent on the other thing. And it's us humans. We're like a virus or a plague across the planet. And so now the planet is going through, it's using its own autoimmune system to fight the virus, which is us. That's why you have global warming. That's why you have drought. That's why you have these things happening. Because Earth is upset and is tired of it.
You sound a lot like Samuel L. Jackson in that movie, The Kingsman. It's like, virus, cure.
I'm just saying, bro, when you look at it logically, like, that's what the human race has been.
Well, yeah, we take over and destroy natural ecosystems for our own
profit.
Profit, gain,
short-term
expansion, survival.
We live out of harmony with our environment, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, it's no other animal or species on this planet does that outside of humans. And we're supposed to be the caretakers of the planet.
Yeah.
Sorry for being on my soapbox.
Well, changing subjects. Out of our environment. So the record-setting Kansas City Chiefs-Miami Dolphin playoff game at -4 has now claimed the toes and fingers of, what was it?
Several. They didn't give an exact number on the amputees.
Yeah.
But like 13 people were treated for frostbite.
And then some
of those 13 had to have amputations.
And they continue to be treated.
Yeah.
Because frostbite is a slow killer.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't, if it doesn't reverse or you can't contain it, that's when they have to amputate. Because you lose the hand that feeds you.
I like what you did there, buddy.
So it goes back to a lot of the argument, or the discussion, we'll say, was should the NFL have postponed that game? Or moved it. Because at the same time, they postponed the Bills-Steelers game because of the impending storm that was hitting the northeast, the amount of snow they were getting. But they didn't postpone or move that game because it's just cold outside.
And people tell me that the NFL is rigged in our favor.
I mean, you would have lost home field advantage moving it to Indianapolis or...
I mean, yeah, but I don't think that's why we beat the Dolphins. And at the end of the day, now you have fans' lives impacted negatively.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to attend the game.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure fans would have showed up like that in Buffalo if they wouldn't have suspended the game and moved it.
Yeah.
Which they should have did for the Chiefs game also.
Yep.
But again, capitalization. The amount of greed involved in this decision.
I mean, that was a night game. How hard would it be to either move it earlier when the sun was still up and the temperatures weren't hitting -4?
Right.
Or to the next day during the daylight hours when it was warmer outside.
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't wind chill -27.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of health, though, in the article you sent me, that plastics have been found in 50% of the plaque removed from clogged arteries during bypass surgery.
That's crazy.
And just the alarming rate of plastics that are being
found
within the human body.
They say even in placentas, they found plastic.
That's, I wouldn't say it's disturbing, but it's just.
I think it is disturbing. Like,
it's disgusting to think that, like, what we're eating has plastic inside of it.
Well,
like,
it would mainly probably be the water, right?
Yeah.
Because it runs through so many plastic entities, the pipes, the fucking, how plastic particles get into the water. So I don't think it's the food per se, but I think it's more the water, I would guess. But either way, I just think that, again, we're our own worst enemy, bro.
Well, yeah, plastic isn't a natural existing thing in the environment. We made plastic.
Yeah, and we had a better way to make it. Hemp.
Yes.
But because the DuPont family and a senator who was invested in their business wanted to run hemp out of business, they vilified marijuana, hemp being a product of marijuana. We couldn't use any products made of it.
Well, yeah, the founding fathers.
Majority of them were hemp farmers.
Yeah, they said sow the fields with hemp.
Yeah.
Because they saw its benefits.
Yeah, the value in it.
Yep.
But because anybody can do that, then you can't monopolize it, right? Only certain people can make plastic.
Mm-hmm. Well, only a big corporate factory can make plastic.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like you and I can't go farm some plastic out back.
Exactly. Again, for profit. Mm-hmm. So to hurt the environment, to hurt you. As long as the dollars, the commas.
And it doesn't biodegrade either.
No.
And then when they say you recycle plastic, they melt it down. How many chemicals are being released into the air when you're melting down plastic?
Yeah. Yeah, if you've ever melted plastic, then you know how corrosive that smoke is. And I just, again, human greed. We have better ways to do the things that we're doing, but we choose not to because of the profits that the way we're doing it generates.
Exactly. Statement released this week, we've talked about this a couple times, was the Jacksonville Jaguars ex-employee who was found he stole.
He was embezzling.
He embezzled how many?
I think the count so far is like at $25 million.
Yeah, on the company credit card.
Virtual credit card.
Who stole $22 million from the team, said in court filing that he used a company card to gamble at his previous job. So You obviously then we report that Jacksonville was asking for the money back from FanDuel. No.
Can you give me that $20 million back?
Can we get that back, please?
Nah.
No. But apparently he was happy he got caught because he admits to having a gambling problem. But some of the stuff he was buying, he bought Tiger Woods's putter that he won the U.S. Amateur
in 1996
with.
He bought a game used jersey from a Jag player that was like $2,200.
A game used jersey. Alcohol, marijuana. Oh, he abused alcohol and marijuana. Yeah, he also purchased a game-used Trevor Lawrence jersey for $2,200 on eBay.
How the fuck do you know?
Why do you just walk down the locker room, hey, can I get your jersey?
How do you know?
Well, now with all the sports memorabilia stuff gets certified. Like, there's people that certify it.
Right, but you bought it off eBay, fam. I can forge a certification. How do you know, bro? Unless it's a certified dealer and I walk in his shop and then it's so much fake shit out here.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing like my Pete Rose ball up there, I have a certificate of authenticity for that baseball. Mm-hmm. Because they have certified that is Pete Rose who signed that ball. And that's his signature. But yes, there is fake shit and you can fake a certificate of authenticity. Unless you go through the correct companies that
certify,
you certify, and it's like money. It has its own little
right. It'll reflect.
Yeah, that it's a true thing.
Right.
I don't know, but the bigger picture is here is if he was known to have a gambling problem prior to being hired by the Jacksonville Jaguars, and obviously addiction is considered a disability, and you're protected by ADA, so you don't have to disclose that to an employer during the interview process. That's kind of like the backlash is now Jacksonville lost $22 million because of this guy's problem. Because he didn't have to disclose that when he was being hired.
How much money? But then
if Jacksonville were, even if they would have done their due diligence and called his former employer, his former employer can't say.
Disclose
that information.
How much money do you have to make and see to not notice $20+ million just missing? That's. You have to have people watching the people who watch the money. Like, it's crazy.
You have to have watchers over the watchers. Key and Peele?
No. Good Burger. How may I help you? The Nickelodeon kids, the two black ones.
I know what you're talking about, no.
One of them, his financial advisor ran off with all his Nickelodeon money, bro.
No shit.
Yeah.
That fucking.
Yeah, that happened to like.
It happened to Rocky Balboa, too, after Rocky IV.
Good reference, man. But that's why Kareem Abdul-Jabbar had to come back from retirement and play another, like, 4 years in the NBA.
Because
his accountant ran off with all his money. Steve Harvey's accountant was saying he was paying his taxes and for, like, 5 years wasn't, was just cashing the checks.
Wow.
And so he owed the IRS like $20 million.
Wow.
And that's on you. Like, you can't be like, this motherfucker did it.
Yeah.
Nah, that's on you.
See, you have to have watchers over the watchers.
Yeah, bro, and that's crazy.
Turning more to sports now, NC State, who actually won the ACC men's swimming title, had one of their swimmers disqualified.
Record-breaking time.
over. So he was stripped of the title in the 1,650-yard freestyle because after he finished, he jumped over the lane to celebrate with his teammate who finished in second, and the meet was still going on.
And what does the rule say?
The Rule 2, Section 5 of the NCAA rule book, which states that a swimmer who changes lanes during a heat shall be disqualified.
Sounds pretty straightforward to me.
So, yeah, you had some people crying in outrage because he won, but then he was disqualified because he jumped over the...
He interfered.
Like, it didn't interfere. He but just that's left what the his rule is. He left his lane.
Right, but...
Which, yeah, the rule says stay in your lane until the heat's over.
Yeah.
And he jumped over into his buddy's lane who had finished second to celebrate with him. And there were still people who hadn't touched the wall yet. I mean, it's a shitty way to... But the rule's the rule. I mean, stay in your freaking lane. Know the shouldn't athletes know the rules
of the sports that the sports they play? Are playing?
Like, yes. After the Super Bowl, when the 49ers were like, "Oh, we didn't know the overtime rules," you're just like, "Shouldn't you know this?" It's like,
even though the ref just explained it to everybody.
Yeah, it's like when not to diss on Andy Reid, but when he was in Philly and they tied the Bengals, and they didn't realize that was back. That was after they had changed the overtime rule. Oh,
that was McNabb.
Yeah.
No, McNabb said that.
Yeah, he said, well, I didn't know that we didn't
get it. I thought it was college.
Yeah.
I thought it was college rules is what McNabb said. That ain't no Andy Reid.
But he was the head coach at the time. Doesn't the buck stop somewhere?
Yeah, man. Your star quarterback.
Your players should know the rules of the game.
Exactly, the players.
The fact that McNabb didn't know that like it ended, it could end in a tie.
That's fucking... When he said that shit and ESPN played that, I was like, huh? What? You didn't... So you only watch college football? You never watched the NFL?
Yeah.
That's how I learned the rules of the NFL, by watching it.
Yeah.
That's how I learned the rules of all of the sports I follow, by watching.
Yes. I just, you got to know the rules. Yeah. And in swimming, the rule is don't get out of your lane until the meet's over. Once you touch, just because you finish first, that means the race is not over until everybody's finished.
See, I agree with you on this. I take the same stance you take on this one. But I took a different stance when the amateur won the pro event but couldn't get paid for it.
Because he was an amateur.
Right. And I thought that was dumb.
It's because doesn't have to follow the same rules as the pros, so he can't...
As far as qualifying?
As far as the number of matches he has to play in a year to maintain his status, the number of where he has to finish to maintain his pro status. He doesn't have to follow those rules, so therefore, if you want to say you're an amateur and you don't want to play in the number of matches or you don't want to have to finish in the top, you're not going to get paid what the pros make.
Right. Okay.
But as amateurs, you also can't take endorsement money either.
Holy shit. So, see, this is how I know it's a rich man's game. Like, you can't benefit from...
Because, yeah, like, when you're a professional golfer, your endorsements pay your travel. It pays your lodging. Like, the PGA doesn't pay for you to stay in that house for 4 days while you're competing. Right. Well, not even... It's 7 days, because you got to get there on a... You got to get there on Tuesday. You have your practice round on Wednesday.
House...
Typically, pro golfers rent houses around the golf courses that they're playing at.
Holy shit.
Yeah, is you got to... You look at the schedule, so you typically fly in on Monday or Tuesday. You have a practice round on Wednesday. The tournament starts on Thursday. Thursday and Friday. Then if you make the cut, you play Saturday and Sunday. Fly home. Day with your family, fly back out to the next tournament.
So this is why so many golfers are attracted to the LIV tournament.
Yeah, because LIV, you don't show up till Wednesday. You play, they only have three rounds and no cut. Because you're paying all the money. If you don't make the cut, you don't make a dime.
Right.
So you just spend all that money to rent a house, to fly there, and you didn't make anything because you didn't make the cut.
Cold world. Cold world, bro. Why would I choose that sport?
Well, look at that. Then that leads us into our next topic about the Dartmouth men's basketball team voted 12-3 on Tuesday to form a union. And you say you always side with the worker. And now that they're a union, they can negotiate practices, they can negotiate travel, they can negotiate working, which leads to their working conditions, they can negotiate salaries.
Nice.
And all that, but at the same time, are they getting NIL money? You're talking about the Dartmouth men's basketball team.
Who's giving them NIL money?
Some rich guy's like, I went to Dartmouth. Here's $100,000. Go beat great.
Go beat Yale. Stop it. NIL money. Nah.
Go make a commercial. But they're a union now, so
now they can make money because they ain't getting none of the NIL pie.
Like, I don't know how much Dartmouth men's basketball makes the school.
Nothing. They might just dissolve the program.
Exactly. That's, and the school has the right to do that.
Yeah, as they have the right.
So they're college kids now in a union. Where they, what, they don't like their practice schedule, they're going to go on strike?
That sickens you. It does.
They're college kids in a union, so if they don't... Unions that protect workers from grueling working conditions, from 80-hour work weeks, stuff like that, yeah, I agree with. But college kids who now say, oh, I don't want to practice on a Wednesday, you know? Oh, coach is pushing me too hard in practice.
If y'all could see the steam coming off of his head.
This bus is uncomfortable. I would rather...
Fam, listen. They've been making, not Dartmouth, right?
Not Dartmouth, no.
Not Dartmouth, right? Not that program, but the University of Kentucky, the University of Kansas, the University of Duke, the University of Alabama. These programs have been making billions of dollars off of these athletes. Let's stop saying student athletes. We all have heard stories and have personally know of athletes who showed up for the start of the class on midterm and then on finals. So let's cut out the education and all that other BS, bro.
So you're calling them amateurs or professionals?
They're amateur athletes.
Yeah.
And they should be paid as such. They should get a piece of that pie. I don't know about Dartmouth. Maybe it should have been like Kentucky or somebody who did it, not Dartmouth.
I can see that where they're like at a big school like Kentucky, yeah. The basketball program brings in how many millions of dollars?
$20 million a year
into that university, yeah. Plus the broad TV.
Yep.
Revenue and all that. Yeah, the players deserve it because they're the ones
generating it.
Yeah, generating with their play on the court. I mean, same in college football.
Mm-hmm.
Which, speaking of, actually, Arch Manning opted out of NCAA football, the video game.
Just he said until he start, he doesn't want to take part in. He's only got one NIL deal, and it's with like a memorabilia shop, yeah, or something. But he says he doesn't want to make money like that until he's starting, even though he sought after four NIL deals.
Yeah.
But again, he can say that because, come on, man. His grandfather played in the NFL. His uncles played in the NFL.
He has the. He doesn't have to worry about. He's gonna get the money if he's as good as they say he is.
Yeah, it'll come for him. For him, I bet it's about the college experience.
Yeah.
And being away from home.
Yeah, but Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter were all about getting that NCAA money.
As they should. Football get the money. Bag.
Yeah, you can put me in there. How much you paying me?
Yeah. Travis Hunter got one of the biggest checks.
Yeah.
As he should.
Yeah.
You know how many people going to be playing with him? I'm looking at one sitting right across from me.
Yes, I will be purchasing NCAA football.
And playing with Colorado.
Yes, and finally retiring NCAA football 13. Year 2070-something.
That's awesome, fam.
My PS3 still works somewhat. It makes a loud noise while it's running, but it's working. The game gets choppy at some points.
You got one more year, bro. One more year. And then
no, it's coming. Game's coming out in July.
This July? I thought it was next July.
No, I think it's this July. Snap boy! Oh, wait.
That is hilarious, bro.
Speaking of Rocky Balboa. So, this week, Jake Paul, the problem child, announced he will be fighting Iron Mike Tyson. Did they put a date on that?
It's a Netflix July fight. July 10th, I think. Or maybe the 20th?
Yeah.
It does have a date. It's in July, I think.
Yeah, I think it's in July. And I'm just... What are your thoughts? I immediately think of the movie Rocky Balboa, which they made. It would have been Rocky VI, where he was old and the champ, the boxing champ, was never legitimized, but... And they did a simulation of what it would be like to fight Rocky in his prime. Mm-hmm. And then, next you know, they signed an exhibition bout.
Was that Tommy Morrison?
No, that was Rocky V. Rocky Balboa was...
Because it was another professional boxer.
Yes.
Was it Klitschko?
Klitschko? No. Yeah. Where is Stat Boy when you need him? Damn it.
He's recovering, man.
It was...
But anyway, tell your tale, man, why you look for that.
Yeah, but you have Rocky past his prime fighting a legitimate boxer. Now, do I think Jake Paul is a legitimate boxer? I don't know enough about the sport. See, this is all old Rocky stuff. I can't think.
It's cool, bro. We'll move on.
We'll keep talking. So, I don't think Jake Paul's a legitimate boxer.
He's not.
I think he's a publicity stunt.
Yes, Evel Knievel.
And this isn't going to be a fight. It's going to be Mike Tyson's going to carry him for a few rounds so that fans show up and think they got their money's worth.
Yeah, to be like the Mayweather-McGregor that most of y'all thought McGregor was going to win.
Yeah, how could you even think McGregor would stand a chance in that?
That's just the dynamics, fam. Dynamics. People hate Floyd so much, and they loved Conor. And
yeah, but Conor's UFC, he doesn't. Yeah. I would love to see Jake Paul accidentally get a low blow or something to Tyson, and Tyson just go off and knock him the. Because Tyson. The last thing a boxer loses in his punch, and when Tyson fought Roy Jones Jr. in 2020, he still had his punch.
Yeah, Roy said he was scared for his life.
Like, Tyson, when you saw him training, he hits with anger.
Yeah, he does. Roy Jones was like, it's still Mike Tyson. Like, that's still Mike Tyson. You asking him how he feel... I was scared for my life. He was, them body shots hurt.
Yeah.
And he was pulling his punches.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
I just want to see someone knock out these Paul brothers. I think they're a joke.
But they pay so well. They pay you not to.
I know.
That's part of the gag.
How much? Hey, Tyson, I'm going to give you $20 million. Please don't knock my head off.
Let's just go the distance. Don't kill me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And,
so I look good.
And fucking YouTube's going to sell out. Or Netflix is going to sell out.
Yep.
People like a spectacle.
Yep. Well, are you going to watch it then?
Nah.
Because it's not a real fight.
Nah. Like, in my wildest dreams, do I think Jake Paul could ever actually beat up Mike Tyson in a real boxing match? Hell fucking no. No.
But this is what the sport's been reduced to, is gags like this?
But this ain't the sport of boxing. This is just happens to be a boxing match. This is an exhibition. This has been going on since the sport's inception. Like, this is part of it. Muhammad Ali, when he couldn't box, this is what he did. He had to put on exhibition matches. And when he fought that, like, I think it was like either a wrestler or MMA, dude kept low-kicking his legs and shit. And I mean, Muhammad won the fight, but after that, he didn't move the same.
Yeah. Well, it's like Conor McGregor fighting Floyd. It's like Conor's a UFC guy. He fights with, he doesn't sit there and just throw, there's no, like, throwing blows, because he's looking to also ground and pound. He's looking to kick. He's looking to do other things.
Yeah, there's more that goes on in MMA than in boxing. Boxing is the sweet science. It's about me hitting you without getting hit back.
Yeah.
And people are like, no, I want to see a brawl. There's no technique needed for that.
No.
You go down to any fucking hole in the wall, shithole, pub, and you can see a brawl.
Yeah, watch you guys get a fight. That's a brawl.
There's no skill in that, fam. But, yeah, I'm not watching that, just like I didn't watch the one last night between Francis and Joshua.
Yeah.
Anthony Joshua. I didn't watch it, but Francis made $20 million from it. His biggest paycheck from the UFC was $600,000.
That's another reason they do it, like, because UFC is like, how much money does the UFC make? Because they're owned by the TKO Sports, which is WWE.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that UFC fighters, like, their biggest fights, they make less than
the lowest boxer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what does Conor McGregor make in a fight, in a UFC fight?
He was the highest grossing fighter. He, at his heyday, he probably was making like $6 million with the pay-per-view cut of the fight, too. But his fight purse was probably $1 million.
Yeah.
His fight with Floyd, he made $100 million, bro.
Yeah.
You don't got to do shit else after that.
No. It's like winning the lottery.
Yeah. You don't got to do nothing else.
I'm good.
Yeah, bro. What do you mean? Go where? Yeah, Barbados.
Other news. Yesterday was announced Las Vegas Aces make WNBA history as first team to sell out season tickets. Big deal for the WNBA?
I think so.
They are coming up, and we keep saying, once Caitlin Clark hits and Angel Reese, those are two big stars coming out of college this year.
Two big personalities. That's what you're trying to do. You're just trying to have individuals that the fan can attach to.
Yeah.
Right? You need somebody who can create buzz.
Yeah.
So when they're sitting, getting their hair done, they're talking about a C-squared, or they're talking about a Bayou Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
Just like they talking about Asia Wilson, who's right there, who plays for the Aces.
Yeah, and Ionescu, and a lot of the stars. I mean, I think it's a nice, exciting time for the WNBA to start growing their business.
Definitely.
Because, I mean, they've been around, 20-some years now, and they've never really seen the kind of spotlight that
was anticipated.
Yeah.
Especially after COVID. When COVID hit, it fucking destroyed that league.
Yeah.
And then you have a league where women in college basketball are making more than your star players.
Yeah.
So it's going to be hard if you don't change the economics of your league.
Yeah.
To bring them to the league quicker.
Yeah.
Like, I'd stay for my fifth year. If I was Caitlin Clark, I'd have came back another year. But I understand injuries, all the things you can't control that could happen.
But, yeah, she's making money right now.
$3 million.
Let's see. Joey Votto signs. Finally, Joey Votto, former Red, with the Toronto Blue Jays.
What do you think the motivation for a 40-year-old is to keep swinging the bat, to keep picking up the bat?
I don't know, because he will, if he make, when he, it was a minor league deal, so he still has to make the major league roster.
Mm-hmm.
The Blue Jays are a young team, so he has a veteran presence.
Mm-hmm.
And if he makes the team, he will be the active hits leader in the major leagues. He'll have the most hits. The thing is, he's 40 years old, and he has no shot. He's at like 2,100 hits in his career. He has no shot at hitting 3,000. He'd have to play for another 10 years. And that's if he plays 150 games a year.
Right, which is highly doubt.
Yeah, to be an average, like over 100 hits a season to get to a 3,000 hits, which is the coveted, you know.
Right, mark.
Yeah. I think just he spent so many years in Cincinnati on a non-contender, and Toronto is a contender in the AL East. I think that's his motivation, is to
try to win a
series.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
And they got a lot of young talent, a lot of names you've heard of, like Bichette, Biggio,
mm-hmm.
Guerrero, and he can be the veteran voice in the locker room to help develop that team
and show them the kind of work ethic it takes to be a major leaguer.
Yeah,
I could feel that.
But then the Reds were dealt some bad news when their number one prospect, who was supposed to start at third base, Noel V. Marte, was suspended 80 games for PED yesterday. He tested positive for, what was it?
Some band steroid.
Boldenon.
He had a bulge on?
What? He had a bulge on? Sorry, Tito just texted me. I was like, look,
Tito, you know the hours, fam. What are you doing? Fucked up the punchline on my joke.
I don't know.
You know how I feel about steroids and PEDs, bro.
Let it happen.
Regulate it properly. And let's play ball. Fuck.
All right, and not much in the NFL, but the Broncos did announce that Russell Wilson is done.
Yeah.
At the start of the new year on the 13th, so we got 4 days.
$87 million cap hit, dead cap.
Yeah, so they released Justin Simmons, too, to save some money. I was like...
And traded Jerry Jeudy.
And as of today, they're trading Jerry Jeudy to the Browns for a 5th and 6th round pick. I'm like, God.
And how does that man still have a job? After the debacle that was the fucking hiring of Nat Hackett, and then the debacle of trading for Russell Wilson... Like, how does he still have a job?
I don't know how you still have faith in him as a general manager.
How?
I mean, you look at the excitement around the Chargers bringing in Harbaugh and trying to turn around that franchise. Antonio Pierce. We're just talking the AFC West here. Mm-hmm. Antonio Pierce, you know, the players wanted him as their head coach in Las Vegas. And obviously the Super Bowl champs, Kansas City Chiefs. Mm-hmm. I think the Broncos are going to finish last in the AFC.
Their Super Bowl would be beating the Chiefs again.
They're talking about bringing in the Commanders quarterback, Sam Hubbard, to be the starter here. It's like, why?
Because you have no draft picks.
No, we're done. We got all of our draft picks, but it's like,
Y'all got a first rounder?
Yeah, we're picking 12.
Huh.
That's why they interviewed all the quarterbacks. I was like, well, you don't have a shot at the big three.
Who's the big three?
The big three.
Williams.
Caleb.
Daniels.
Daniels and the North Carolina guy. Then the second three are Michigan, Oregon, and Washington.
Okay.
So
J.J.
J.J.
Bo.
Bo Nix and
Penix Jr.
Yeah.
Okay. Y'all might get Penix Jr.?
Nah, well, maybe. You don't know what's going to happen in the draft.
Nah. I've seen stranger things happen, like us move up to get Patty. That was fucking. That took balls, man.
And it paid off. And now, once again, the trade rumors. What's happening with Justin Fields? You got to be right by Justin Fields. It's like, where's he going? Where's Kirk Cousins going?
Do you want him after he's 38 and he's coming off of ACL or Achilles?
Achilles, like they say, he's looking great, but it's just rumor is he's either staying in Minnesota or he might go to Atlanta.
Hmm.
I don't know.
If I'm Atlanta, I want Justin Fields.
Yeah, you
want
to bring your hometown boy home.
And, like, I just think his offensive playing style fits what they're going to want to do.
Yeah.
I don't think you want to drop back and just pass.
No, because they have exciting weapons that, mm-hmm. you know, with his ability to extend plays, mm-hmm. you never know what's going to happen if, like, Pitts or Drake London get open. Or being able to extend plays and being able to drop it off to Bijan Robinson. I would, if I was Atlanta, I'd be chomping at the bit. But don't show your hand too early.
Yeah, you don't want to give up too much.
Yeah, Chicago's wanting like a second and a third for him.
Stop it. Yeah. No, you should take a fifth and a sixth.
Yeah, Jerry Jeudy, first round pick. 4 years later, a fifth and a sixth.
Oh, fuck. Talking about getting rolled.
Yeah, because in the fifth and sixth round, you do not draft starters.
No.
A fifth and a sixth round pick is not starting on your team the next year.
No, he has the potential to earn a spot, but like you're saying
2 to 3 years down the road, that you develop them and they could possibly start.
Right. You don't get a lot of Pacheco's, Brady's, and Purdy's.
That's when you
struck gold.
Struck gold.
Yeah. And that's the luck of a draw. It's the reason why the top players go in the top half of the draft.
Yeah.
And Russell Wilson met with New York Giants and Pittsburgh, which Pittsburgh, for me, would be the best landing spot for him.
I think no landing spot would be the best landing spot for him. He's done.
I don't think he's done.
He doesn't think he's done.
His numbers don't say he's done.
We'll see. I would see Pittsburgh, they don't have a good offensive line. They have great receivers, though.
And a running game.
So, Giants, like, if Saquon goes to Houston or Dallas, what else? What do they got?
Walker.
Tight
end.
They have a tight end. They have no receivers.
Nothing else.
Daniel Jones is coming back from ACL. They're pretty much saying, Daniel Jones, you got a year and we're done with you.
Yeah. They might draft a quarterback.
Yeah. Anyways, that's about all I got. You got anything?
Not mine.
All right. What's your guess on time? If you had a guess, would you guess an hour, 3 minutes, and 6 seconds? Because that's what I guess.
That would exactly be my guess.
Pay us your money, Thomas. All right. Have a good week. Hopefully Thomas and Molly are back next week if he's feeling better.
See ya.
See ya.